They had a name for it in Coruscant's grimy underbelly, buyer's remorse. In the aftermath of Geonosis, with the shadow of war deepening, Bail Organa truly understood what the term meant. He'd felt at first a crushing hammer blow to the heart, standing on that private balcony with Palpatine and the others, watching tens of thousands of clone troopers marching with mathematical precision up the ramps of the great destroyer starships, marching to their deaths, unquestioning, uncomplaining, doing a terrible, inevitable duty, because that was all they'd been trained to do since birth. He felt it again now, listening to Palpatine regale the Senate with the official report on the Battle of Christophsis. And try as he might, he couldn't imagine an end to that dreadful feeling. Buyer's remorse. The Battle of Geonosis had been a blooding, nothing more, a teasing taste of things to come. Since then, so many clone troops had fallen, most recently on Christophsis, in defense of a republic that hardly knew what to do with them, whose citizens, truth be told, didn't care very much that they were fighting and dying, provided the war was kept far away from their lives. On Coruscant, war was something to watch on the HoloNet news service, if there was nothing more entertaining to pass the time. Elsewhere, of course, things were somewhat different. He shifted in his Senate platform, restless, as Palpatine concluded his stirring address.
"And so, my friends, I ask you to join with me in congratulating the Jedi on their triumph. Their gritty determination to defeat our misguided brothers and sisters of the separatist movement stands as a monument to this august body's commitment, my commitment, to bringing this tragic conflict to a swift conclusion. This war is a dreadful burden upon us all, but I have complete faith that the Jedi will not long let our suffering continue."
Under cover of the thunderous applause that followed, Bail leaned a little sideways. "He gets more and more inspirational, doesn't he?" Startled out of reverie, Padme turned.
"What? I'm sorry, Bail, I was thinking."
"Not still brooding about that deal with the Hutts, are you? Because it's done, and we can't undo it." She shifted her attention back to the Senate Hall, where their fellow representatives were disembarking from their platforms, streaming into the honeycomb of passages behind.
"I know," she said shortly, "but I still regret it. The Hutts are criminals and slave traders, trafficking in misery to make themselves rich. They don't care who they hurt, who they maim, who they kill. They'll do anything, no matter how heinous, if they think it'll gain them an advantage or fill their coffers. They'll help us today and double-cross us tomorrow if there's a better profit to be made."
"But if doing a deal with them keeps the Outer Rim hyperlane safe from the Separatists, well, I mean, we can't afford to lose any more. We need those hyperlanes, Padme." She sighed.
"I know that. And the Jedi wouldn't have brokered the deal if there'd been another choice. This alliance offends them as much as it offends me. Nobody is more aware than they are of the suffering the Hutts cause."
He considered her. "There's not much you don't know about the Jedi, is there?"
"I wouldn't say that," she said, blushing. "I've just had a little more to do with them than most people, that's all."
She certainly had, he knew. Fighting with them on Naboo? On Geonosis? She was practically an honorary Jedi herself. "I suppose your experiences have given you a unique insight into them," he said thoughtfully. "Which is good. You can translate. Because I think the rest of us just find them a little strange."
"Strange?" she said, indignant. "They're not strange, Bail. They're brave and resourceful and..."
"Well, well," said a drawling voice. "Look at you two, cozy as can be. What have we here, then? An impromptu meeting of the Security Committee? Where are your colleagues? You two mustn't do all the work, you know."
It was Palpatine, drifted over to them in his official platform. Alone now, Mas Amida must have bustled off to take care of more administrative detail.
"Chancellor," said Padme, standing. "No, we were just chatting."
Bail, standing with her, nodded. About the Jedi, he added, and how much we owe them.
Yes, indeed, said Palpatine, enthusiastic. A debt I hope someday to repay in full. Well, I shan't interrupt any longer. It's getting late, and I have things to do.
Late? Said Padme as Palpatine drifted away.
She looked at their platform's chrono.
Oh, no. I'm late. Bale, I'm sorry. I have to go.
Yes, of course, go, he said, bemused by her sudden alarm. I'll see you... But he was talking to thin air. For a dignified woman, she could certainly run when she needed to. Ah, well. Grinning to himself, he departed the hall for his senatorial office, where a mountain of data pads awaited his attention.